Today is January 16th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Body is found on Queets Beach. The body of an unknown man and the wreckage of a 30-foot motorboat were found on the Jefferson County beach north of the Queets River Saturday by Casper Sam, Queets Indian, according to word received here yesterday through Fred Grindle, Queets cannery operator. W.B. Sam, superintendent of the Quinault Indian Reservation, received the report. The man had apparently been dead for several days. No identification clues were found excepting a laundry mark, and it was found necessary to bury the remains near the beach Sunday. Some Canadian money and a Seattle streetcar token were found in the man's pockets. An accurate description was taken to aid in identification. The boat, wreckage of which was found scattered for 3 miles along the rocky coast of Jefferson and Grace Harbor counties, was about 30 feet long and contained a peerless motor. Its weather-beaten appearance indicated that it might have passed through some of the recent storms, perhaps after being washed to sea from Puget Sound. The nameplate carried over the cabin amidship reads Hesquiet on the side and Neskauten on the other. The man's body was found on the beach about 400 yards from the hull. In other news, First House is started by Firm on 100 program. Foundation for the first house to be built by the Grace Harbor Home Corporation will be begun today on a site at 5th and N Streets, Charles Kane, manager, said yesterday. The company plans to build at least 100 homes this year. About 3 weeks will be necessary to complete the house, according to Mr. Kane. It is planned to start other residences before the first one is completed, and the company plans to have a number of crews working in a short time, with several houses under construction at once. The factory at Railroad and Ontario Streets is running smoothly, employing about 20 men, according to Mr. Kane, although the machinery was turned over for the first time only about 10 days ago. The factory has its own dry kiln and handles all its own stock in sawing, planing, and sanding operations. And finally, Aberdeen needs more room for women prisoners. Urgent need of a larger ward for women at the city jail is shown in the annual report of Mrs. Ida Schofield, police matron, just submitted. The report shows that the present women's annex cared for 50 or more cases in 1922 than in 1921, 282 cases having been housed at the annex during the year. The women's annex, consisting of the upper portion of a corrugated iron building which was erected on property adjoining the city hall, has barely accommodations for 8 women. At one time during the year, 13 women were under arrest and a number of them were obliged to sleep on the floor. The Holcomb City Jail has no provision for women, and women arrested in that city are housed in the women's annex here. Mrs. Schofield, who has been police matron for the last 7 years, stated that the work of the department has increased from 73 cases handled during her first year as a matron to 282 cases handled this year. A plan whereby the cities of Aberdeen and Holcomb would combine with the county in building a permanent ward for women has been suggested as the solution of the problem confronting all three. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 16, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photographic collections database, launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor, made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.